So I get asked from time to time. I get asked, so what did you imagine was going to happen? Most often, because I was involved in the time much earlier than that, in the late '60s and early '70s, long before there was a need for a thing like ICANN. And my humorous answer is that everything's proceeding exactly on schedule. Although we certainly could not have imagined everything that's coming, we had a pretty good view of a lot of it. We understood that it would be quite compelling to be connected to a network, and that there would come a day when it would make no sense for a computer not to be connected to a network. And back in those days, that was a very strange concept. People didn't think of in those terms. One of the things that happened in the early days is that we assigned names to our computers. And when there were only a handful of computers for the entire network, that was not a big problem. So we were at UCLA, and we used UCLA as the name of our computer. And when there was a second computer at UCLA, we put a little hyphen and we added something to that. That list of names grew and grew and grew. And the distribution of those names across the network on a regular basis got to be unwieldy. And that led to the creation of the domain name system and the structure that we have today. With John Postel, and Paul Machin-Petras, of course, and that was a dramatic change, and it was a smarter. The design of that is smarter than first appears, because it's not only a hierarchical name system, but it's also a very clever system with caching resolvers that retain the names that you've looked up before, so you don't have enormous loads being put on central set of servers. Plus, John had a very deft hand in terms of making arrangements for top-level domains, pioneered country-level top-level domains, and found pioneers in each of the countries to move networking forward. So it was, without having a grand statement about what the intent was, it was a very well thought out, socially useful plan as well as a technical plan. And it succeeded far longer than most plans like that would likely persist. And so it became unwieldy far later than it should have. It's what we sometimes call a success disaster. And the University of Southern California, where he was working, the lawyers there said, "Whoa, what are we into? We're going to get sued." And there was a lot of concern. And then things got to be very heated, and there was white paper and green paper, and the White House got involved, and a number of other things that led to the formation of ICANN. I didn't follow the details of those early meetings and the white paper and the green paper and the incorporation of ICANN, but certain elements are quite simple and straightforward. John worked at University of Southern California's Information Sciences Institute. I worked there as well for several years earlier. That's in Marina del Rey, and the creation of ICANN was, in some ways, a spin-off, not in a formal sense, but in a practical sense. And I think John was scheduled to become the CTO and key person here. And his passing was just extremely untimely. But I think the initial office space was sublet from ISI. So I think it was very natural for it to be housed and homed here, and so incorporated in California. Was I don't know if there was any how much thought there was, but it certainly was a natural thought. I do know one little piece that is not well known. John reached out to a number of firms, a handful of law firms, and said, "We need some help." And only one responded, and that was Jones Day. Joe Sims said, "This looks interesting," and has provided pro bono service for all this time. And Jones Day is a very high-powered, very competent law firm, and that, I think, has been a piece of magic behind the scenes that isn't as well known. ICANN really was formed to capture this enormous success that had been succeeding for a long time in a very low-key background situation, and then get formalized all at once. So it was a pretty exciting that it went from, you know, sort of backwater research level, you know, kind of clerical operation that was buried underneath a research operation, really, into a full-scale separate operation. And all of a sudden, the world began to pay attention, and now the world is paying a lot of attention, and I'm not sure whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing.